मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु कश्चित् यतति सिद्धये यततां अपि सिद्धानां कश्चिन् माम् वेत्ति सत्त्वतः मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु कश्चिद् यतति सिद्धये यततामपि सिद्धानां कश्चिन् माङ्गेति तत्ततः मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु कश्चिद् यतति सिद्धये यततामपि सिद्धानां कश्चिन् माङ्गेति तत्त्वतः मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु कश्चिद् यतति सिद्धये यततामपि सिद्धानां कश्चिन् माङ्गेति तत्त्वतः
Translation. Out of many thousands among men, one may endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
To understand Krishna in truth, not superficially, but in fact, that we can understand, as Krishna says in the beginning of this chapter, मैया सत्तमना प्राप्त जुगम जन्यन मदाश्रया अहंसां समग्रं मां यथा जैसी तच्छिन् हाउ कृष्णा इज ट्रू द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ ऑल्दो द एब्सोल्यूट ट्रूथ इज डिस्क्राइब्ड इन थ्री फेजेस इन द श्रीमद् भागवतम Describes Badanti Tat Tattva Vidat Tattvam. This Tattva, here it is said, Tattva. The truth, absolute truth, is called Tattva. So Badanti Tat Tattva Vidat Tattvam. Tattva Vid. Vid means knowledge. Vetri Veda Vidat Dhyan. One who has such complete knowledge. He is called Veed, Tattva Veed. The Tattva Veed, they ascertain the Tattva, the truth, in three ways. Vadanti Tattva Vidas Tattva. Just Jnanam Adhyam. So, knowledge of the truth is non-dual. Absolute means non-dual. No relative. Absolute. Advaigyan. So what is that Advaigyan? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Sabda. So, to approach Krishna, to understand, one has to go through the Brahmagyan, Brahmeti, then Paramatma, Paramatmagyan, then Krishnagyan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti, Shabdati. So, generally, those who are inquiring about the Absolute Truth, they come to the point of Brahmagyan, Brahmagya. Then if one makes further advance, then he can understand Paramatmagya. Paramatma can means the all-pervasive personality of God, a localized aspect. Ishara sarva bhutanam jiddeshe vajjunati. That is Paramatmagya. First of all, Brahmagya, then Paramatmagya, then Bhagavadgya. Bhagavan is Ishara. That Bhagavan is Krishna. Krishna su Bhagavan Sayam. Bhagavan means opulent. Vaisajyasya samagyasya bijyasya dasasya sriya jnana vairagya sriya bhaga iti saranga. One who has complete in position all wealth vaisajya samagyasya all samagyasya. So that is the one of the items of becoming Bhagavan. Nowadays there are so many Bhagavans, so-called Bhagavans. But this is the first step. Vaisajyasya samagrasya. Whether you possess all the wealth. Who can say so? There a person is living by begging and is claiming to become Bhagavan. That is not the definition of Bhagavan. Bhagavan must possess all the wealth, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamahesa. I am the proprietor of all the planetary systems, all the lokas, all the universe. Actually, that is the fact. So one who is begging for his livelihood, he is claiming, I am Bhagavan. They see. They do not know what is Bhagavan. These rascals who unnecessarily, unceremoniously claiming to become Bhagavan, they do not know what is Bhagavan. Bhagavan is described in the Brahma Sangita, Jasyaika Nishvasita Kalama Thavalamba Jivanti Loma Bilaja Jagadanna Natha Vishnu Mahana Sarya Jasakala Vishesha Govindamadi Gurudandamandaya. This is one of the description of Bhagavan. Govinda. Krishna is Govinda. So, Govinda Adipurisham is original. Prime Lord, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Dadi Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. So, this Bhagavan, there are expansion of Bhagavan, Advaita Achyuti Anadi Ananta Rupa. Bhagavan has got unlimited number of expansion. It is stated just like you cannot count in the river how many waves are flowing. Similarly, you cannot count even how many expansions are there of Bhagavan. So one of the expansions of Bhagavan is Mahavishnu. Jatahi Kalavishesha. Vishnu Mahan Sayajasya Kalavishesha. Kalavishesha means, kala means part of the expanse. Not direct expanse, but part of the expanse. That is called kala. Amsa kala. Amsa means direct expansion, and kala means expansion of the amsa. So, the Mahavishnu is described as Kalavishesha. An expansion of the Amsa. Second then. And what is that Mahavishnu? Jagadanna means this universe. There are millions and millions of universes. This is only one universe. This universe, what we are saying, this is only one. There are millions. This information we get also from the Vedic literature. Desha prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti koti suvasesu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam asesu bhutam govindam adi purusam tamaham kajam. Desha prabha, this brahma jyoti, brahma gyan, is just like the rays, that the sun shine is the rays of the sun glow. Similarly, the rays of the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is Brahma Jyoti. And within that Brahma Jyoti, there are innumerable universes. So in each universe, we are given the picture in our title, Power of Srimad Bhagavatam. So, in each universe there are innumerable planets. In this way, this is a partial expansion, partial exhibition of Krishna that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Atma bahu naite na kinyate na tavati vishtabhya aham ekanshena sito jala. Ekanshena. This whole, all the universes, they are simply partial exhibition of the partial expansion of Krishna. This is the Nishita Karamata. In this way you have to study Krishna. Not that Krishna was born in his maternal uncle's house at Mathura and he played with the gopis and cowherd boys, that is actual fact. But one should understand Krishna, how great he is. That is called tapa. Manushanam sahasesu kachri jatatisiddha. Jatatamam siddhanam kachri bhittimam tapa. They simply superficially study Krishna. Therefore they cannot understand how great is Krishna. In the Western world, they say God is great. But one should understand how great He is. That is tapa. Otherwise, we shall be misled. We cannot understand Krishna. Avajananti mana mura manasin tanumasi. The rascals holds assets. Mura means assets. These derive Krishna. Krishna, I understand. Exactly. Not like that. Therefore Krishna is saying, manushanam sahasri. Out of many, many millions of persons, first of all, let him become siddha. Siddha means perfect. Everyone is imperfect. Everyone commits mistake. This is imperfection. Everyone commits mistake. Everyone becomes illusion. Everyone's sense perception are all imperfect. And everyone is a cheater. These are the deficiency of the conditioned soul. One does not know what is Krishna. And he wants to become Krishna. I am God, I am Krishna. So this is cheating. Brahm, Pramat, Vipra, Vishya, Karnapada. One should understand Krishna, what is Krishna. There are so many Vedic literatures to understand. Veda ishta satpai yahamiva vedam.
If you are studying Vedas, if you are Vedantist, then ultimate knowledge will depend how we have understood Krishna. If you do not understand Krishna, what is the use of your studying Vedanta and Vedas? Useless. Samaya vahi kevala. So, don't try to understand Krishna in that way. Generally, they understand Krishna very easily. They are called sahajya. So Krishna was a young boy and was joking with the gopis, dancing with the gopis, and that is Krishna. We can imitate also. We can do also. This kind of understanding means he's a rascal, he's a fool. That is, of course, Krishna's one of the best times. But that is not this ordinary young boy and young girl's best friend. No. That is Chinmay. Ananda Chinmay Rasa. That is Ananda Chinmay Rasa. We have no understanding what is Ananda Chinmay Rasa. We are accustomed to taste this material ananda. Sense gratification. There is. Janamaitunadigrihamedisukhammituccham. Here in this material world, the ananda is sex gratification, sex intercourse, maitun. Janamaitunadigrihamedisukhammituccham. This is most abominable ananda. It is not ananda. Although the whole world is mohita. This is knowing bhavai. Mohita. This is the ananda. In the Western world we have seen even old men, 75 years old, 80 years old, they are going to the naked dance club to sex ananda. Because in the material world there is no ananda except this. But in the Bhagavad Gita you find Sukham Atantikam Jatat Otindriya Grayam. What is real ananda that you have tasted by your transcendental senses, not these senses, blunt senses. This is blunt sense, covert sense. There is no question of tasting ananda with these senses. There is no possibility. Ananda is described just as it is said, Ramante Jovina Anante. Jovina, those who are transcendentalists above this material world, they also seeking after Ananda, tasting Ananda. Ananda Chinmaya Ras, that is Satya Ananda, that is real Ananda. Ramante Jogina Anante. And there is no end of that ananda. Nitya Navayama, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has described, Sita Dattvana Marjanam, Dhamma Mahadavarni Nitvapanam, Sriyakkhaira Chandrika Vitaranam, Vidyavadu Jivanam, Anandambudhi Bordham. Anandambudhi, we have no experience. That Ambudhi, Ambudhi means the ocean. And Anandamrithi, the ocean of Ananda, Vardhana, it is increased. It is increased. We have no experience that the sea or the ocean is increased. It is decreased. So, this is Ananda. Ramante Jogina Anante. That is Ananta Ananda. Ramante Jogina Anante. Satyananda Chidatmani. That is not Jaratma. Here this ananda is Jara. Dal. It is not ananda. Material. But Chidatma. Iti Rama Pati Nasu Parabrahma Iti Avidhiya. These are the description. Rama means one who takes ananda in the reality, not in the false. So this is the way of understanding Krishna. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Siddhanta bolya chitte nakaro alas. Ya haite Krishna lage sudhira manas. To understand Krishna in truth, do not be lazy. What I have understood? What you have understood? Therefore, we fall down. One should understand, therefore, to understand Krishna in truth, one has to devote studying Srimad Bhagavatam 9 cantos. In the 10th canto, Krishna is described. Because, first of all, become fit to understand Krishna. That is called tarka. So, Srimad Bhagavatam is there. Om Namo Bhagavati Vasudevaya Janmadasya Jataha Annayati Tadata Sakshishu Avidyasthara. Try to understand Krishna in truth, not superficial. Of course, the ultimate goal is to understand Krishna's prestige in Vrindavan. Gopi Bhavara Samrita. But that, first of all, you become Siddha. Without becoming Siddha, you cannot understand. So long you are asiddha, imperfect, you cannot understand Krishna. But if you try, if you associate with the Siddha, Satang Prasangatma Bija Sangida Bhavanti Vistanna Rasayana Katha, you have to associate this place. In the morning, Muni Bhi Mahatma Bhi, you have to understand Krishna in the association of Mahatma. And he is Mahatma. Mahatma Anasimam Prasa Devi Prakriti Mahastita. Mahatma is not in this material world. He is in the spiritual world. Devi Prakriti Mahastita. Vajanti, as a result, is always engaged in devotional service of Krishna. That is Mahatma. So, Krishna said that it is not very easy to understand Krishna. People understand Krishna very easy. That is why they are called Sahaja. Everything takes very easy. So, Manushranam Sahasya. Manushranam. There are 400,000 species of manushya. 400,000. Chatur lakhani mas. Jalajanam lakhani sabara lakhavinshati kumayurudra sankata. There are statements in the Padma Puran how many living entities forms are there. So, out of 8,400,000 different forms and species, there are 400,000 species of manushya. So out of that, one who is born in India, he is first-class manushya. That's the fact. Unfortunately, we are missing the chance. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Hailaja. So, those are Indians present here should know that after many pious activities, one gets birth in India, Bharat Bhumite. They should try to understand Krishna. There is facility, there are shastras. Krishna personally speaks Bhagavad Gita. Vyasadeva speaks about Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam. We are neglecting. We have become so rascal and fools. This is not India's business to imitate how economic development. Money, money, money. This is not India. India's business is to understand Krishna. Patata Brahma Jigyasa. That is India's business. These Americans and Europeans have come here not to see how much you are economically developed, industrially. There was enough of this. Enough. More than enough. They don't care for it. The modern young men, they do not like. They are fed up. They have come here to understand Krishna. They come here to understand Krishna. Manushanam tasesu tasvidyatu sridhaya. Therefore, we are trying to construct this center. Let everyone come all over the world. And it is the India's business to understand what is Krishna and help them. That is India's business. It is very serious movement, Krishna consciousness movement. On this platform, the whole world can be united. It is not ordinary movement. Only on the basis of Krishna consciousness. Try to understand Krishna. Thank you very much.